Did the snakes die when they did that?
I don't know. We never would find them, but they might have. They might go off.
They probably did die. I don't know.
But they'd crawl off, you know, and we wouldn't find them in the nest. They probably would crawl off and die. But
I hadn't thought about that, but that would be a problem.
We've had lots of them to disappear, and I know that's what we go with.
Do they swallow doorknobs, too?
Well, I don't think they'd swallow doorknobs. I never did know of them swallowing doorknobs. Doorknobs usually stay longer than anything.
Well, they wouldn't sleep like an egg.
Right.
You know, they're flat.
But they fool the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything that they could rake around, that roll around, and they think it was.
How does that work? How does it get them to land?
I don't know.
Seems to work. Okay, would you use different kinds of containers? Maybe to carry water in? Big open vessels. Handle them.
We call them a water bucket or water pail. Water bucket's what we usually said.
Yeah, would you call it the same thing if it were for milk?
Yes. We'd say a milk bucket. A milk pail. Most of the time is water bucket, a milk bucket.
What would they be made out of mostly?
Well, our water bucket at home was always cedar. We had a cedar water bucket that we used, but we never milked in a cedar bucket. It was either aluminum or zinc, like a tub. Or sometimes we'd have just a plain tin bucket, but they didn't last very long. So we're very seldom. Most of them, I guess, were aluminum, don't you think?
Yes.
Seemed like they lasted better than the other kind.
Did you ever have one you kept hanging on the front porch for drinking water?
Water bucket.
That was a cedar bucket.
A cedar bucket.
And what would you have to drink the water from?
Dipper.
What was it made out of?
Well, it would usually have a wooden handle with aluminum dipper part on it.
I was wondering if you ever used gourds for that.
No.
We used to have gourds right around in the mulberry tree.
When we washed, we could dip water or we could drink out of it. It's always clean if we wanted to, but
we used to always have gourds. Water gourds, dipper gourds, whatever you
want to
call them.
I've got a dozen, half a dozen of them over the house now, the dipper gourds.
I'd like to have some.
Well, they're not, they wasn't raised last year. They were raised the year before, but I'll bring you one.
What did you use to hold the food that you feed to the pigs or hogs?
Slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And then what kind of utensil would you use to fry eggs in?
Skillet.